Well, Roosters fans, it was a long trip down the Hume Highway. Our troops were mustered as we had five called to Origin duty. It was a game against Ricky's Raiders in the land of the Giants. And Silky, did they put on a good performance? A great performance they did. First half, not so great by their own account. Second half, just so much went begging. Our Rooster boys stood up and we want to congratulate them on another great effort. How did you see it?
I think you knocked a nail on the head there, Bush. It was a game of two halves, so I think all would agree. Quite an ill-disciplined first half, a lot of errors.
Yeah.
But, geez, they made up for it in the second half. Look, special mention, a couple of special mentions, as a matter of fact. I thought Latrell Mitchell, you know, that try scored from the scrum.
Outstanding.
Luke Keary, Michael Gordon, Latrell Mitchell to finish in the corner, got us back into it. Luke Keary was exceptional. Michael Gordon, of course. Ryan Madison Bush played the 80 minutes, and he just never stopped taking the ball up with Siwa.
Can I say this?
And all the forwards, actually.
If you shut your eyes for a minute, the minute he got the ball, open him, shut him and open him, he actually looked like Boyd Cordner. You always talk about what we call the Cordner carry. It's when you're in your own red zone. It's when you're under a bit of pressure. And he got one ball, and I thought of you. I thought, gee, I was sitting home on a lazy boy, Sunday night, recorded it, just kicked back, and there it was, Ryan Madison again. Matty took it up all night.
Mate, he did. He did exceptionally well. Also, want to give a special mention to the five players who, you know, mate, got the call up. And a special mention to Lindsay Collins. Lindsay Collins made his debut, and what a great hairdo, a magnificent mullet. Reminiscent of, you know, the mid-80s.
Dale Fritz comes to mind.
You know, and I'm hoping by the end of the season it's more like a Kevin Hardwick.
Yeah, wouldn't it be nice? I'll tell you what, he's a young man with a big future. He made one mistake yesterday. He was really dirty on himself, but it doesn't matter. And I think if you listen to the commentary, Gus Gould and the team said it's all part of the learning. And,
of course,
mate, he did. Against a side like that, great account of himself.
Bush, big show tonight for our Roosters faithful.
Huge.
We have got a scoop from
exclusive
Camp Origin itself. We're talking to the number seven. We're talking to the playmaker. We're talking to Junior Pierce.
He's a big fan of yours.
I'm a big fan of his.
Yeah, no doubt, mate. Growing up in Tiger Town, well, via Bondi. But I can tell you right now, Junior's coming on tonight, fans, and it's a great, great coup for Roosters Radio.
It sure is, Bush. Not only are we speaking to Junior, but we're also speaking to our COO, Jared Johnson. Now, the Roosters have taken on the Storm in Adelaide this year. We're going down. I can't wait. I've never been to Adelaide.
22nd of June. 24th.
24th of June?
24th of June? 22nd.
Right. Whenever it is, it's in June. But we'll be there cheering on our beloved Cox in the heart of AFL country, Bush.
And a little trip to the wineries and, you know, sort of mingling with other fans and sponsors and players. It's exciting times.
But there are tickets on sale. So if you are keen to go down, we're going to give some information later on the show.
Well, we sure are. And Jared Johnson's going to give us the full freight of the price. I think it's about $17.50.
Something like that.
That's accommodation, lunch included, airfares, transfers, you name it. What a great initiative from the club. What a great membership drive. Get online, activate your membership for the football club and the league club.
And finally, Bush, something close to your heart and mine, the Paddington Colts, reformed now in their second year. They're celebrating 50 years since their A grade won the premiership back in 67. It just so happened that my old man was in the team.
Can I mention this? For many, many years, I've copped the wrath of your Bondi Unitedness because you're a United stalwart. You've only ever played for one club. You held the record for most games at the age of 10. There's many to like about your Bondi United pathway into Roosters ball boy and Roosters junior rep player. But I will say this. You denied the Paddo Colts any airspace. You denied them any oxygen. Until I bring up to you that your old man was a Paddo Colt for life and was taken to Bondi United on an exile mission because they didn't have a coach.
Well, the big event's on Friday night, and I am on the payroll, so I'm looking forward to that. You're on Roosters Radio. When we come back, Mitchell Pearce.
Radio Hub is Australia's premier podcasting facility. With high-quality sound equipment and production services, Radio Hub is a one-stop shop for all your podcasting needs. So, if you're ready to jump into the exciting realm of podcasting, contact Radio Hub on 0402 870 900 or email info@radiohub.com.au.
Well, welcome back, fans, to Roosters Radio. The man on the other end of the line, Silky, is going to be playing on Wednesday night for our state. He is our Roosters halfback and doing a great job there, hence his selection in this Wednesday's State of Origin. A great recall from Laurie Daly. Welcome to the line, Junior Pearce.
Hello, boys. How you going?
Very good, mate. Firstly, Junior, congratulations on your selection. Camp, how's it been so far?
Thanks, mate. Yeah, no, it's been awesome. We're up at Kingscliff, so up near Tweed Heads way, and been really good. Camps are always fun, but it's a really good bunch of boys, and looking forward to the game.
Mate, how's it been partnering up with Jimmy Maloney again? I know you guys had a great relationship when Jimmy was at the Roosters. Good to and who are you rooming with?
Yeah, Jimmy. Yeah, he's been good. I'm rooming with Jim too. We got split rooms, so I have to hear him talk and snore, but spent plenty of time with him, so it's good to good to hang out with him in small doses.
Junior, who's the biggest pest in camp?
Biggest pest? Probably Jimmy.
Yeah, he was odd, John, wasn't he? Now, listen, this bromance between Clemmer and Woodsy, is it real?
Yeah, they don't leave each other's sights, but they're good fellas. They're a good laugh and good to be around. But yeah, I think they're sleeping together for sure.
Now, mate, Boydie being captain, you must be so proud. You played so much footy with Boyd, and both of you've been through so much together at the Roosters. You've won a comp, you've had ups and downs, and everything else together. But he's a great selection.
Yeah, so proud of Boydie. He's just a born leader. He's the best captain. At that age, I've seen, and just the way he's walked in the Roosters captaincy this year, he's blown everyone's mind. I think at the club, just how mature he's been with it, and then coming to the camp here, he's just so natural for him. And he's done the same here, and all the boys love him and want to follow him. And I couldn't speak highly enough of Boydie.
Junior, just touching on yesterday's match. Pretty much a game of two halves. You know, I think we all agree the first half performance wasn't up to our standard, but they really hung in there and almost pulled it out at the death. What were your thoughts?
Yeah, we went up a little pub up the road and watched the game. I thought we probably a little bit loose early. We did too many errors and didn't build much pressure on them. But, yeah, in saying that, we had a lot of players out, and I felt like we hung in there. And I thought Luke Keary came up with some really nice touches to get us back in the game. And we just missed it at the end there, but... Yeah, it was. I'm sure the boys would be disappointed with the loss, but happy with the effort to stay in there for the 80 minutes, which we've been doing pretty well all year.
Mate, was Laurie there in full green Raiders outfit up at the pub there with us, just cheering them on?
Yeah, everyone was up there. Chocolate block. Everyone had their blue wigs on.
Beautiful. Mate, we want to thank you so much for coming on the Eve of Origin, and we want to wish you the best, mate. It's a great recall. You know, Silky and I are huge fans of yours and think you're the deserved choice, and we wish you the best on Wednesday night.
Thank you, boys. Appreciate it.
Grab it by the neck, Junior. Grab it by the neck, son.
Ah, the
good on you, mate.
There he is, boys, fans. There he is. He's one of our favourites at the Roosters. And, of course, he's our New South Wales halfback, Silky, and I think you do a great job.
And rightly deserved. Look, I hope he has an absolute blinder tomorrow night. He deserves to. He cops a lot of unfair criticism from other supporter groups, not here at the Roosters, and particularly not here on Roosters Radio.
And not on Lilyfield.
Exactly right, old Tiger Tang. Big shout out. But no, look, I hope he has a big game tomorrow night, and I look forward to watching New South Wales take out the series, Bush.
Yeah, I think so too, mate. And good luck to him. And partnering up with Jimmy Maloney, I think that's one of those combinations that you just put it back together and it's like nothing went away. I think that's going to be good for both their games.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty sure they still know each other's games. So I think that is a positive for the Blues. You're on Roosters Radio. Back in a sec.
Welcome back to Roosters Radio. And Silky, as you know, East Leagues have been great to us. Scotty Bennett's in the team, doing a wonderful job. As we say each week, activate your membership. Get up there. Don't be just a member of the football club. Become a member of the Leagues Club. Go get a Kiri's coffee. Go to get a Fergo's fish and chips. You know what to do, Roosters fans. Activate now and get up and support your club.
Now, Bush, hold on. Let me cut in here just for a second. There's a big shindig up there this Friday night.
Yes, there is.
Paddington Colts. 50-year reunion, 1967, they won their first A grade. They're all coming back to East Leagues to celebrate their 50-year anniversary.
Well, you should know because your old man was the hooker, and as much to your disgust being a staunch Bondi United kid, mate, your dad was the hooker in that side. He was a fine Paddington Colt. And you know what, Silky? It's a terrific event. It's something for our club to celebrate. And, you know, we've been going since 1949. And joining us here in the studio are two of my favourites, Justin Hardacre and Boydie Alvos, former president of the Paddington Colts, in here tonight.
Welcome, boys.
Thank you.
Boydie, let's kick off with you, mate. You know, you've been around the club for so long as a president. You know, the reason we started this club is because of blokes like yourself. But this is pretty exciting for a lot of gentlemen your age, a lot of old nuts and bolts, as we call them, to get up. We've had a lot of phone calls from blokes saying 50 years later they never thought they'd be remembered like this.
Yeah, really looking forward to the night, Craig. We'll be able to catch up with a lot of boys. Probably haven't even been to some of the reunions over the years, like Johnny Gray and a few of those boys. It'll be great to see some of these boys back up in the Colts area.
Boys, just on this team, now, Bush, you probably know better than I do, but I'm pretty sure at least half the side represented the Roosters.
Yeah, Boydie might be able to help me out here, but Boydie, I know there was a lot of them that got played grade, you know, Bert Zara, Alan Gill, Bruce Ashford, just to name a couple, Mick Plant, went on to play first grade. But there was also quite a few. Daryl Silky.
My old man played.
Silky played
third grade, bit of second grade, yeah.
Daryl Silky played lower grades.
Probably nearly just about everyone on that side, I think. Could have went on and represented at least in the lower grades at least. But, yeah, I think it's just about, you could say, the whole side nearly.
Yeah. Now, Boydie, what was it like back then for footy? I believe Ronnie Jones was running the Roosters at the time. Is that correct?
Yeah. And, he was
the big man.
He was a man of eastern suburbs and is one of the strongest blokes you'd ever meet up there. And whenever he said anything, you jumped. He grilled the roost really up there.
Now, on to you, Juss. You're up there. You're coaching the under-16s Division 2. You've got young Chase, your own young bloke in it. Mate, your grandfather played for the Colts. Your uncle Gary was the president of the Colts. Your old man played at the Colts. Shannon, your brother, was a legend at the Colts. What are you looking forward to on Friday night?
Mate, a few of the old stories and Dad reminiscing of all the old blokes and Uncle Gary. So there's a good history, you know, coming from the family. It'll be a good night.
There's one that stands out for me, though, that we've got to give special mention to. He was our first coach, and he was probably my last coach because I defined my football career by my shoulder injury. The dot, everything after that was a blur. But David Floyd, now, Cousin Floydie, mate, we were the ball boy for Cousin Floydie. He was our first coach. He's going to be there Friday night. He's going to make an opening speech. It's exciting for him because he was instrumental in getting the schoolboys together, which we're now coaching together. Mate, what a great bloke Floydie is and what a great contributor. He was a former president of our club along with Gary. So, mate, for the Hardacre family, this is what it's about, Silky. And now your own.
Finally, Bush, the event Friday night, it's up at East Leagues. Tickets are available. How do we get them?
Mate, you go online, www.paddingtoncolts.com.au. Go straight to our events. Click on the event. It'll bring it up. You can buy your tickets online. You can pay at the door. We prefer you buy online because then we know for catering and numbers. Big shout out and thanks to East League. Scott Bennett's.
Lee Mackay
and the team doing an amazing job for us, helping our club out. Bobby Jones, outstanding, helping me organise this, putting it together. Mate, we're excited. This is a big event for us this year. Paddington Colts, we're second year back into it. And you'll see a lot of great families and great people up there. There'll be some tears, there'll be some cheers, there'll be some jeers. So, mate, can't wait. Friday night, 6 p.m, under lights, East Leagues, get there. Well, Silky, it was great to have two of the Paddington Colts in line. We've got more coming, though, for this big event, big function this year. But I tell you what else is big at the club is our marketing department. Without a good back office, we all know a club can't progress and win a grand final. Our back office is pretty solid and pretty strong. And on the line is COO of Commercial, Jared Johnson, to talk to us about what's been happening at the Roosters this year. Jared, you're with us.
Good evening, guys. Thanks for the call.
Mate, let's kick off by saying it's a well-known fact, Jersey sold out for sponsorship. It's a huge achievement for the club. You must be very proud of the hard work the team have been putting in to get that great feat.
Yeah, look, we of course I'm proud and we're lucky that we've got a fantastic group of people who work for the Sydney Roosters and that's not only the people in the office, but you know we're led by a fantastic board who provide us great support and great resources to be able to achieve those things for the club and of course from Trent and the football department they give us a fantastic product for people to partner with, so all those things are aligned and we should be achieving those things, so yeah, it's certainly pleasing, but they're the expectations that we have and it's nice that this year we're able to meet them.
Now, Jared, a big initiative for Roosters Radio and, of course, yourself, in conjunction with the Roosters marketing juggernaut, we're going to be pushing for a membership drive. What's our current membership number?
Yeah, we just ticked through the 15,000 mark, which is great. Obviously, coming off a disappointing year last year, but our churn rate is really, really down, almost halved. So that's the most pleasing thing in line with what we've been doing of late. So that's a great achievement. But yeah, like you said, we've got a membership initiative here where our new CEO, Joe Kelly's called on all the staff to get out there to their network, to their friends or their family, or just people that they know who say they love the Roosters, but they aren't a member. And I think if we were all to stop and just think of someone right now, we've probably got someone in mind that loves the Roosters, probably always hits us up for a free ticket, but isn't a member. So if you know that person, you know, be sure to grab their details and more importantly their credit card. But you know, we want to do that, and when we think through the Roosters network, both our staff, our playing group, our board of directors are part of the challenge as well. If we were to find four people each, and it also extends through to our East group as well, guys. So you know, all the staff that are part of Bondi and Berkeley and Kingswood and Woi Woi and Waverley, you know, if we were to find a couple of members each, three or four members each, we'd you know, we'd put another 2,000 on that number. So it's a nice little internal challenge that everyone's buying into, and looking forward to seeing some results of it.
Now, Jared, talking of initiatives, mate, the round 16 encounter against Melbourne Storm, we're taking it to Adelaide. Can you enlighten us on the decision to take a game to Adelaide? And of course, it's the first game in Adelaide since 2011.
Yeah, look, it's going to be exciting. That's going to be a really great feature of our calendar for 2017. So the reason and the discussion behind Adelaide and Adelaide Oval is we opened up some dialogue with South Australian Tourism Commission you know, a good 12 months ago about the possibility of taking a game to the refurbed Adelaide Oval. I think you know, whether all the listeners have a little look at the AFL or just the big bash of what's been going on there, the cricket, the hype around Adelaide Oval has been something quite special. It's had some great big events of lately. We certainly feel that we're, as a big club, we're in line with that, and we thought, what an exciting time to go and showcase rugby league in a new market. So that's really what it's about. It's about showcasing rugby league in a new market. It's about showcasing the Sydney Roosters to that new market, and it's not just about playing a game of football. So we're actually heading over tomorrow, myself, Anthony Minicello, the community team. Those guys are going to be in schools for 2 days again. We've got over 150 kids coming to Adelaide Oval tomorrow night to do a clinic. Mini will do some media, obviously, around that in driving some hype around the game. Ticket sales today have been fantastic for it. So we're really expecting a big crowd. And, of course, as you gents would know, as part of the player sponsor program, we're taking all our player sponsors over there as well, and that's been well received as well. So it's a really exciting opportunity. And I think the people of Adelaide, since we've done the deal, everyone's been really excited about, I think, having Sydney v Melbourne in Adelaide. You know, that's a great capital feel to it. So, yeah, we're looking forward to it. We're just under a month to go.
And I can say, as one of the sponsors, I know me and Bush are both genuinely looking forward to it. And just talking to a few of the other sponsors at the sponsors' dinner, you know, there's a big team of us going down. And hopefully there will be 40,000 plus people there.
Yeah, look, probably not 40,000. That'd be a great result, but that'd be nice. Look, it holds a touch over 50. But look, we think all indications are that it should certainly be something around the 20,000 mark. So we're hopeful of that, weather permitting, of course. So that would be a fantastic achievement for the first time that the rugby league's gone into Adelaide, and especially around the Adelaide Oval. So you know, I think we'll see a real spike in our sales coming up with State of Origin, you know, the game that really does capture the nation, doesn't it? So, you know, the people of Adelaide are really excited about that. You know, in the lead up to the game, we're going to have a function over there on the Wednesday night where Anthony Minicello will be hosting State of Origin 2, which obviously will be a big game one way or another for one of the teams. So, look, there's just plenty going on. So it's just more than the Saturday night. You guys mentioned the trip that we got. So, you know, we're taking down our sponsors and also fans can purchase into this. You know, arriving down on Friday night, we're heading down to McLaren Vale. Sorry, I should say Friday morning, heading down to McLaren Vale in the afternoon to Penny's Hill Winery. Interesting, Penny's Hill makes a wine called Black Chook. The label of it is very, very similar to the Sydney Roosters' old Feather Duster logo. So we're going to actually create a Legends Range wines, which will celebrate our time in South Australia. So that'll be Friday into the game on Saturday night. We're doing a rooftop walk on Adelaide Oval Saturday morning. So our corporates and our fans who are part of the trip are going to get to see all the great things Adelaide has to offer.
Wow, can't say more than that. Now, Jared, how do we get tickets and what do people need to do to get a hold of it?
Yeah, look, probably either just call or email the club. You know, Pat Brown is looking after it from our end here. So, like I said, it's Friday night, back Sunday. It's $17.50 per person. That gets you your return flights, your transfers, your accommodation for two on two nights. You know, afternoon dinner, lunch and drinks are provided at McLaren Vale. You got the option of doing the roof walk on Adelaide Oval and then a corporate ticket to watch the game Saturday night. So certainly great value when you think it takes into account all of your costs of travel and accommodation.
Well, Jared, we are as excited as you are about going to Adelaide. Good luck at the camp with Minnie and trying to convert the people of South Australia to our great game of rugby league. But what a great initiative from our club. Congratulations on the work that you and your team are doing. We love working with you guys. And, of course, look forward to the trip to Adelaide.
Yeah, thanks very much, guys. I look forward to seeing you Saturday night hosting our Captain's Club. It's going to be a big event when we take on the Broncos. And look, it's a really exciting season. It's a great time to be part of the Sydney Roosters. I mean, it's always a great time to be part of the Sydney Roosters, obviously. But I think we've rebounded really well after last year. And everyone's really excited. There's a great feel about the club, which you guys can attest to. So thank you both for your always ongoing support, not only as a sponsor of the Player Partner Program and Luke, but also the work you do behind the scenes helping us with our corporate facilities. So thanks to you both. I look forward to seeing you all on Saturday. And like I said to you guys and also to the listeners out there, if you know that Roosters fan that tells you they are a mad rooster, ask them if they're a member, and if they're not, get them to sign up because we need them all on board.
I'm looking at one. Thanks, Jared. Bye, mate.
Thanks, guys.
If you need your office spick and span, your carpets cleaned, your toilets glam, or your plumbing checked by a maintenance man, call Fit Services. If your outdoors too have been neglected, your car park needs painting, your gardens protected, your pathways swept or a new fence erected, call Fit Services. Maybe you need something built brand new, an office refurbishment, an extension or two, or an AC system with ducting right through. Call Fit Services. Fit Services. Quality services, second to none. Call 1300 011 011.
Welcome back to Roosters Radio. Now, Bush, Saturday afternoon, 5:30 kickoff, Roosters v Broncos. A lot of players returning from Origin duty. How do you see it?
Yeah, Silky, look, I'm excited for this one because you know what happens every Origin? The Queenslanders make a great account of themselves. The New South Wales players back up. It's going to be a really tough game. Our boys will be tired. But a little massage, some oil, a bit of Travis Tuma magic. I reckon we're going to get the chocolates.
Look, historically, they're always tough games, but something deep inside tells me that I think we can put a score on them.
Can I tell you what that game against Canberra did last week? Gave me the first half, I'm going, oh, wow, we're having one of those seasons where when you take five players out of any
side. Of course, yeah.
But second half, I turned around and went, oh, my God.
Belief, Bush. They've got the belief.
The future is secured. These young men, I don't know what Coach Robin said at halftime, but whatever he said, it rounded the troops up. I reckon you're going to get the same result against the Broncos. Boyd Cordner, New South Wales captain on the debut. His chest will be out. He'll be playing the game of his life. He'll be proving that he is half man, half robot, or whatever he is, because he's a legend.
I always look forward to Broncos v Roosters for one reason, Hargreaves v Tardy. Those two just go at it hammer and tongs. And Saturday afternoon, more of the same.
Yeah, well, you remember what happened last time. I tell you what, there's going to be some good matchups. Both sides have fielded about five or six Origin players. I think the Broncos have a few more, but really looking forward to it. Fans, get out there. It's a 5:30 kickoff. If you haven't activated your membership, do so.
And join us at the Captain's Club, Bush.
Well, what a great spot to watch the football from across from the players' tunnel. If you look up the little glass section, there's a couple of little guys from Roosters Radio just hosting their life off with some really great sponsors and contributors to our club. It's a great meal. It's a great night run by Tonika Smart and the team. And they do a fantastic job up there, and there's no better spot to watch the footy from.
And that's it for another episode of Roosters Radio. We want to thank our special guest, Bush.
Oh, of course. Mitchell Pearce, our Origin halfback. Silky, no better deserved player. So happy he's back. So happy there's a combination with Jimmy Maloney. And I tell you what, hopefully they can bring home the bacon on Wednesday night.
And of course, Jared Johnson.
Well, what a great man. Great effort there from the marketing team. Membership's up. Jumpers sold out for sponsorship. We're trying to get more active members in so we can get to that 20,000 mark in about 2 years. Be a great achievement for our club.
And for all you old Paddo Colts out there, join us on Friday evening, East Leagues, 7 o'clock kickoff, Bush.
It is. It's 7 o'clock kickoff, East Leagues, level one. Big shout out to Lee Mackay, Scott Bennett and the team. On behalf of our club, the Paddington Colts, we want to thank you so much for your consistent support of Junior League throughout our period here. And it's going to be an amazing dinner. 50 years since your old man won a grand final. And these blokes have been on the phone to me. They've been crying. This is emotional. And I'm going to segue now. Clovelly Crocodiles. Let's not forget.
Yeah, no, of course.
They've got a huge dinner for their 100th year, and I watched their video on Facebook. If you haven't seen it, get on. The Clovelly Crocs have got their function at the AJC Centre, and it's going to be huge. So listen, support the Paddo Colts this Friday. Support the Clovelly Crocs in July at the AJC.
Support Eastern Suburbs Junior Rugby League.
And support Junior Rugby League. East know how to play the game. They play it hard and fair. East know how